about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I thought we should talk.
Okay. I don't know how to start.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Allie, if you're gonna have soup with Mel Brooks, what kind of soup is it gonna be? Is it gonna be the same soup for both of you? Is it gonna be a hot soup? Is it gonna be a cold soup? Are you gonna have bread? Are you gonna have crackers with it? I need more details.
Finally, a question about something important.
Butt stuff? You're the butt stuff? Butt stuff? Butt stuff?
You're not known to be a humble man. But I wonder.
I think I am actually humble. I think I'm much more humble than you would understand.
It's a cover story, so liberals can raise all that money. You know what they're gonna do with all that money? They're gonna make a supermax prison for us conservatives like me.
Keep it 100.
And now.
No.
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 No to which part?
No to the whole thing. It doesn't sound good to me.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday, the 22nd of August.
What's up, players?
Yo.
I don't have a lot of experience with drug addicts. I'm not a heathen Los Angelino like you guys are.
Hmm. Yeah, but it only affects people in Los Angeles.
That's correct, yeah.
As you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying, you know, you run with your rough crowd.
Right.
And I'm just not around it.
Right. I mean, you're not around it in part because you go to matinee shows and stuff like that, right?
Right.
So
Weird Al shows.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I'm not a lot of drug addicts at the Weird Al show.
Right. That you know of.
I'm living a pretty clean life. So It's kind of eye-opening and shocking to me to hear Beer Mug plan his next Wahoos fix because he is jonesing already because he hasn't had Wahoos for 18 hours and he just doesn't know when he's going to be able to get to another one. And it's just, it's like watching him freak out.
You think it's time for an intervention?
Well,
we do have Dr. Drew on the show today. So.
Mugs, what's going on, man? You seem like you're suffering already this morning.
Yeah, man. I mean, I haven't had it in months, and I had a little taste yesterday.
Mm-hmm. did they give it to you free? First one's free?
No, I had to pay for it, but I'm willing to pay more, man. And it's so sad because they're all gone around the greater Los Angeles area because the rent is too damn high.
Right.
So we need to, like, bring them back here.
In the same way that, like, a heroin addict, you see the tracks on their arm, mm-hmm. I see salsa all over his shirt and, like, guac.
Yeah. Muggs was naming every past, present, and hopefully future Wahoo's mm-hmm. location this morning.
Yeah.
Just bemoaning the ones that used to be there, like the sites he used to get high when he went by to buy a Wahoo's and now he can't. Just breaks his heart to even think about those streets anymore.
You guys forget that he doesn't eat outside of this building, right? You guys forget that because he comes in here and he just demolishes anything around.
What did you have for breakfast the other day?
Yesterday I had a chicken salad sandwich with some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah. It was like 7 a.m.
You said it didn't fulfill you, though, and you didn't feel good about it.
Oh, no. Yeah, the sandwich and the Doritos I felt icky about.
He regretted it.
It wasn't nourishing.
Okay.
What'd you have at Wahoo's yesterday?
Oh, I had my chicken teriyaki bowl with Mr. Lee's sauce, a side of sour cream, a side of green sauce, and some taquitos, baby.
I've never seen a more passionate.
Nope. And some taquitos, baby.
Will you? So Santa Monica's closest?
Yeah, Santa Monica's the closest, but it's just a pain to get down there because of the traffic. So
are you his dealer, Bean?
I'm just trying to understand the quandary that he's in.
Yeah.
Being Wahoo's free, it's just got to be tough. Every day, it's got to feel like a year to you.
I don't know, Bean, you got the hookup? You know a guy?
I don't.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't hang out with druggies.
After 30 days, he gets a coin.
He'll never make that.
No.
It'll be ridiculous.
Well, good luck, Muggs.
Thank you.
I just want you to know, I feel your pain, man. I don't understand it, but I am empathetic to it.
Try it.
Allie, I know that you're out. But how about the rest of you for an epic cruise around the world?
Me like it.
Not a huge cruise fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the murder?
No, has nothing to do with murder.
A little bit with the pushing off?
No.
When you're in the water, you're like, that was my husband. No? Okay.
No, I've never thought of that.
I always have wanted to do one, but then I get motion sick easily.
Same. Not easily, but I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I will be honest and say, when my kids were small, we went on a Disney cruise. Mm-hmm. And it was the last thing I wanted to do. And I was like, all right, for them, I'll do it. But I'm going to be miserable. It was fantastic.
Cut to you, like, dancing with Lilo and Stitch or whatever. And like, just, like, with Mulan. Like, it's me, Kevin.
It was really good. And cruises do nothing but shovel food into your mouth.
Right. True.
Full time.
It's an all-you-can-eat.
So that kind of turned it around.
And could you gamble?
You could, but the ship that I was on, I was positive was cheating.
Oh, really?
Positive.
Oh.
So much so that I stopped playing and I stood back and I was taking notes on every hand there's no possible way it could have happened.
They're like that guy taking notes on the Disney cruises back.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting. I'm surprised that motion sickness is a concern on these ships because they're now so big. They're the size of, 10 blocks or something.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
You're not on a kayak or anything
right,
here.
Right,
you know?
That's what I've heard.
This is a Viking cruise ship. It's called the Ultimate World Cruise, and it sets sail the first week of September for 245 days. That is, if you want to do the math, 8 months.
Oh, jeez.
Making it the longest ever continuous cruise, and it will visit 113 destinations across 59 countries.
Well, that is the cool thing, is that they go at night, and mm-hmm. then you're at a different location when you wake up, and you get off the boat, and you get to see whatever city. How many
That's
cities?
Right.
How many locations?
Hold on.
What did you say, 248?
I said 113 destinations across 59 countries.
Wow.
This is, like, almost everything on your bucket list that you'd want to see in the world. It goes to every continent except Antarctica. So, I mean, I'm just looking at the itinerary here, and it starts in London and goes all around, to Ireland and Scotland and whatnot, and then it goes over to Scandinavia and goes to Norway and the Faroe Islands and then Iceland and then Greenland and then, lots of cities in Canada and then down the east coast of the U.S. and then out into the Caribbean and then down to South America. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, as you would imagine, for 8 months, though.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Great Barrier Reef, you go to the Amazon rainforest, you go to the pyramids in Egypt, you go to Machu Picchu, you go to the fjords in Norway.
Might be a bad week for the Amazon.
Yeah, maybe not this week.
Yeah, maybe not this week, right. Also includes overnight stays in 22 destinations. This cruise ship has, two swimming pools, a fitness center, two cinemas, a theater, a
spa. Did you get a new gig working for them?
No, I'm just amazed that
Does it have a Wahoos?
I'm just amazed at this city on the ocean. Kevin, this will sell you on it. Entertainment will also include lectures from Viking resident historians.
Yes.
Shedding light on each destination's history, art, architecture.
Now it's sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There'll be live musical performances.
By?
Eight, it doesn't say.
Okay.
Mm. I'm curious about that as well, by the way. I mean, if it's Slipknot, now we're talking.
Do you think it's Slipknot?
I'm sure there are a ton of bands that are like, we don't have anything going on. Can we commit 8 months to this cruise ship?
So far, just Smash Mouth is what you're saying. Feeling peckish? There are 8 different dining options. Every day offers a brand new menu. The cruise line anticipates 680,000 meals will be consumed throughout the voyage. How much, you guys, for the Ultimate World Cruise, including return flights, a complimentary shore excursion at each port, evening entertainment, all onboard meals and gratuities, free unlimited Wi-Fi, transfers to and from the ship, 3 complimentary visa services, free luggage shipping for embarkation, and the Viking Silver Spirits beverage package covering virtually all drinks on board.
Oh, my God.
$19.99.
That would be a deal.
8 months of drinks.
8 months of drinks.
Open bar for 8 months.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people will survive the journey?
How many people can fit on the boat?
And still be alive? 11.
No,
you know what? It doesn't say here.
I mean, that's how we would try to figure it out.
Yeah, it does say that there are still some cabins available on the journey, leaving September 1st.
Here's my guess.
All right. $149,600,000.
$149 million, mm-hmm. Okay.
Seems high.
Allie?
I'll go $60,000.
Okay. Kevin?
I will go $250,000.
It's $100,000.
Wow.
Which,
that's,
by the way,
kind of a deal.
I feel like it's kind of
Seems
a deal,
like
too.
A deal, yeah.
For 8 months of room and board and to see every place in the world? pretty good deal. I mean, you're
and
going...
all the food and all the drinks and all the entertainment. It's not. There's no upgrade when you get there as far like paying for things.
That's right.
It's all inclusive.
You get to see Smash Mouth for as many times as you want.
Yeah, and honestly, they play every night.
I would imagine. I know it's not for anybody listening, but I was fascinated with the opportunity, the availability of this deal.
So, you, from what I'm hearing,
you're going?
No. No, I'm not going.
Well, you're so excited about it.
Well, I mean, you can easily get a radio wave from there.
I do think it sounds like a good deal. I'm just, I guess I was just fascinated that it exists, and I thought I would point it out in case, you know, we have a listener or two
that
might be
interested. Good luck, man. I mean, that's a long time to be out at sea, but sounds like you're into it.
Sounds like you're going to have a good time.
Send us a postcard from Australia.
No, okay.
No, we meant you.
We're talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'll see you guys when you get back.
No,
that's not what we
meant you.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm going to tell you something. No one cares.
Dr. Drew, on the show on Thursdays?
We're going to find out why Jensen doesn't like his baby.
Not what I said.
Hard to imagine. That
Jensen wishes he'd never had a child.
That's not
is what I heard.
What was said. Well, it's about mothers versus fathers and the reaction to newborns.
And why do fathers have to be involved at all?
Right. That's not,
at all what was said, no. Get up on this with Jensen, also on Thursdays.
Talking about how to lose a family. No, how can I get away from this dumb kid?
Do not get up on being a deadbeat dad.
I heard.
No, I'm not saying that, Venus.
Okay. What emojis do we need that aren't out there?
Not a baby one, apparently.
Yep. Well, guys.
you need a childless father emoji?
There is a baby one. We're all happy. There's even a dad, really, if you put it next to the baby.
Yeah,
we're
but not a good dad.
Okay, all right.
Kind of a part-time dad.
No, it's fine.
A dad who's going out for smokes and we'll never see him again.
Full time, I'm around.
Cheers with Mugs on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try and move some of Bean's websites, some of the websites that he owns. We're going to stack them deep and we're going to sell them cheap.
Look, if you don't buy from me, we both lose money.
Mm-hmm.
I got an offer. I got an offer on one of my domain names.
Yes.
Seriously, I'm cashing in.
Do you like their attitude?
We'll discuss. I'm...
He got an offer before and turned them down because he didn't like their attitude. And it was the name of a band, and it was the band that wanted it.
Right. Okay, we'll discuss. We'll discuss. We'll bring you up to speed.
We will. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Question for you, Allie.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is how would you explain our summer so far in L.A.? I would say pretty fair weather. We haven't had really, really hot weather like we have in the past.
Yeah, fewer days of that than normal. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel as hot.
Well, Kevin and I live in the valley, so we might have a small argument towards that.
It's like 40 degrees more higher than it is downtown. But yes, fewer days over the summer, I would say, yes.
Well, AccuWeather has just released its fall forecast. And the report predicts that warm weather will continue across much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions through September, which means the annual changing of the leaves could be potentially delayed.
Okay.
So don't make your travel arrangements just yet, because the vibrant display of colors may come later in the season. Meanwhile, Bean, the Southeast and Gulf states are going to face threats of tropical storms as hurricane season rages on. So are they predicting worse than usual?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a tropical storm right now that they're watching named Chantel that may be a hurricane.
Such a pretty name.
That is a nice name.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I'm hot!
Thank you, sir. People in the southern plains are told to prepare for severe weather through the fall, while residents of California are advised to remain alert for wildfires caused by Santa Ana winds, which we always prepare for.
Yeah, fun.
Good time. Sucks. So there's your AccuWeather fall forecast, everybody.
Yeah, Dallas rains over here.
Thank you so much for noticing.
There's a there's an island in southern Louisiana that I saw a big piece on yesterday that they that has been eroding year after year after year, and they estimate it has 3 to 4 years left.
They're
having to move everybody off the island because it's going to be gone because of rising sea levels.
How many people live out there?
Well, now it's down to 60. At one point, it was hundreds.
Oh, my gosh.
But it just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And now they're living on this little strip of land. So they're relocating them all before it's gone. Isn't that crazy?
I don't like this story.
And people have lived there for 150 years or something. You know?
Yeah, well, climate change is fake, so.
Right.
Sounds like it. You guys, this MTV VMA Awards is shaping up to be a pretty good show.
But we're still not going to watch it,
no
right?
No way. way. Okay. Absolutely not.
I haven't watched an MTV show, I don't think, in 10 years.
I haven't either. But it's going to air on Monday, August 26th, 8 p.m. Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco will host. You've got performances by Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers, Shawn Mendes, Lil Nas X, Lizzo. Missy Elliott is going to be performing for the first time in 13 years at the VMAs, her first VMAs appearance in 13 years, because she's the Video Vanguard recipient. But the list of people that are giving out awards, the presenters.
Mm-hmm. The 8 seconds we get to see them on stage?
I don't understand what audience they're going for. Lenny Kravitz, okay, I will accept him at any award show.
At least we know who he is.
Yeah. John Travolta? Hmm. The kid's really itching for John Travolta.
All of these people must have some kind of project coming out. That's usually
you'd think
why they
yeah.
do it.
And Billy Ray Cyrus makes sense because of Lil Nas X. Sure. But what?
Yeah, I thought it would be like the kid who said "Damn Daniel."
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you certainly sold it with the host. I'll tell you that. That makes me want to tune in even earlier.
Yeah, listen to this guy trying to fix.
I like
that.
Him.
I can't with you.
You haven't heard him?
I like him.
Oh, you're unfamiliar with this comedy?
No, I think he's funny.
We're talking about a different guy. You're thinking about the Under the Sea guy.
No.
Sebastian the Crab.
I can't.
Him, he's funny.
All right.
Thank you, Muggs, for getting that.
No, we all got it.
We weren't as happy as he was.
We aren't as happy to get it as Muggs is.
The Under the Sea guy.
Not even a crab.
The guy. Oh,
wow.
You know the guy, Sebastian.
This is like Wahoo's level happiness with Muggs. You really did it. Guys, this is a wonderful story because shelter dogs are some of the most love bug dogs in the world. They just want to go to a good home and give you all the love that they have. And in this case, this dog's going to make you some money because a shelter dog from Arizona was just tapped to play the tramp in Disney's live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp.
Yay! Wow, way to slut-shame a pooch. Seriously.
He is on one. It is 5:58.
Yep. Yeah, but the dog's a tramp, though.
It's just the name of the
film.
We'll see what they make that poor dog do.
Well, that's not spaghetti.
Hope they've ordered a lot of peanut butter.
Oh. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
I mean,
congrats.
The spaghetti at least was a reference. Wow.
Congrats, next level.
Thank you.
Good work.
The big dog is back!
Not cool.
Let's get out of this.
I'm not talking about that guy. I'm talking about Sebastian the Crab.
That happened.
What if I lick my dog's butt?
Great question.
Jensen, I mean, come on, man. All right, some birthdays for you. Ty Burrell, James Corden, Dua Lipa, and Kristen Wiig. She's engaged now, you guys.
Love her.
To a producer dude, I think. Good times.
Sure is that a crab?
Not positive.
The guy under the sea?
Good question.
It was a gnat, Jensen. I was getting a gnat. I wasn't slapping my own butt.
And it sounded like it. Right before we went on, I just heard.
Yeah, you were hoping.
Yeah.
Kevin does not share my entrepreneurial vision. He has mocked me for decades now over the fact that I own maybe a couple domain names for internet websites that I have not fully explored.
All right, mm-hmm. Let me put it in my words.
Okay.
Bean owns all websites and has done nothing with any of them.
All.
Okay. I think that's an unkind way to put it.
And when did you make these purchases?
When could you start
20 years
websites?
Ago?
Yeah, probably mm-hmm. some of them I've had for 20 years. Yeah.
Okay.
I've had kevinandbean.com since K-Rock got on the internet, so however long ago that was.
Well, that makes sense. That's
25 years ago or something
like that?
Yeah, that
doesn't seem like a weird
isn't
site for you to
funny?
Buy.
Isn't it funny that no one from the company ever said anything to you about that?
Yes,
they
that's
never
right.
wanted it.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, when the radio station got sold a year, 2 years ago, whatever it was, no one ever told me that they changed the coding to krock.com. So kevinandbean.com has gone nowhere for the last 2 years.
Yes.
Excellent.
But that's a good example of Bean actually doing something with his website.
But I didn't. Yeah, thank you. So I did fix that. So now if you type in kevinandbean.com, it will point to our page at krock.com. Okay. And I also have kevinandbean.org and kevinandbean.net. By the way, all of which are going to expire in a few months because I don't need them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, you haven't needed them this whole time.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Pretty sure that's going to turn into a lemon party site.
So the reason all of this came up is because I got an email out of the blue a couple of days ago from somebody who is offering me money for andygibb.com.
Which means Bean at one point bought andygibb.com and had to keep it up every year. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. You definitely pay for it every year. And I think it's, I don't know, 15, 20 bucks, whatever it is. Yes. For decades now, I have owned andygibb.com. Now, he was my favorite of the Gibb brothers.
He passed away when?
1988.
Okay.
Yeah, he died of a cocaine overdose. For folks who don't know, he's the younger brother of the Bee Gees, of Barry, Robin, and Maurice. So Andy Gibb, who was a big pop star in the 70s. And Kevin mocks me as if I'm wasting my time
and what have money. You done with that?
Well, here's my point. Just because I haven't done anything with it yet.
So nothing.
Just because I haven't done anything with it yet.
So you bought it 25 years ago, right, and you haven't done a thing.
That doesn't mean that I don't have plans for it in the future. I could put up the greatest Andy Gibb tribute site the world has ever known. Nay, the only Andy Gibb tribute site the world has ever known. Now, I ask you, I have been offered $300 for andygibb.com.
Okay. Yeah, you got
to
sell.
All right, before we get to that, can we go through some of your other websites? And let's talk about Pablo Cruz.
Okay. Pablo Cruz was another very popular band from the 1970s. Jensen, do you know them at all?
No, I don't.
They did the Love Will Find a Way. They did I Go to Rio. They did Don't Want to Live Without It. They had a bunch of songs. Okay. Yeah. So I owned PabloCruz.com. Why? Because I was going to put the best tribute site to Pablo Cruz that had ever existed on the internet. But if I'm being frank, I didn't get around to it.
Right.
So one day, out of the blue, I get I almost swore, the essiest letter you can imagine from Pablo Cruz's attorney saying, we have become aware that you own our name, website, and we are essentially going to sue you for owning PabloCruz.com. We're going to take you to court if you don't give it up immediately. This was the first conversation that had been had about me having that domain.
So you were like, you know what? Even though that was rude, I like Pablo Cruz. I don't want to be a jerk.
No.
Is that what happened?
What I said is, check your attitude and come back when you've learned some manners, is what I said.
He did not approve of the way they approached him.
Yeah, look, do you threaten to sue your next-door neighbor because he doesn't bring his trash cans in? Or at some point, do you have a conversation with him and you go, hey, it would be really great if you not leave your trash cans out on the street all week.
I sue.
You don't sue first thing.
I do. That's my.
I mean, am I? Wait, Allie, help me here.
No,
am I,
you did the right thing. They should have approached you and said, "Listen, we would love to buy this, or would you be willing to give it to us?" Just like gently say
it. Yes, but I'm saying Bean also could have written back, "This seems pretty rude.
Yeah,
I would be happy to give it to you
if you just check your attitude.
If you just like ask nicely and
but
don't threaten me."
But now it's $5,000.
But now he doesn't have it. Now they don't have it, right?
No, I let them simmer for a while in their own juices, and then I wrote to him and I said, "Okay, you can have it."
Okay.
I don't even think I sold it to him, by the way. I think I just gave it to him because I'm a fan of Pablo Cruz. I wasn't trying to be a dick to Pablo Cruz.
Nope.
I was planning on building a Pablo Cruz tribute site.
Sure.
And I never got around to it.
What are some of the other sites?
All right. While we're on the musical tip, I own RalphStanley.com.
What?
Who, of course, was the half of the legendary bluegrass from the 40s, Stanley Brothers.
Half. And up top, he said, obviously. Obviously, it's one half.
I'm a big fan.
I just want to remind everybody, he had to pay every year to keep renewing that.
Yeah, every year. I also own wreckoftheedmundfitzgerald.com for obvious reasons.
Good purchase.
And what have you done on that?
Well, nothing yet.
Okay, continue.
You don't know, man. Mm-hmm. One day, that's probably going to be the homepage for the whole Bean Empire, though, is wreckoftheedmundfitzgerald.com. Another star from the 70s, I own England Dan and John Ford Coley.com, who were the I'd really love to see you tonight guys. One of them is dead. Ralph Stanley's also dead, by the way. I own, here's one you'll approve of, Kevin. HalloweenSpooks.com.
Oh, okay. Good purchase. Okay.
Well, what have you done on it?
So far, not much, but couldn't that
you can't even post the song,
but
the one song?
But couldn't that be a great destination portal for all things Halloween?
I like it.
HalloweenSpooks.com. Yeah. I can develop that.
What have you done?
Not yet, but I can develop that into something where it had all sorts of links to products that you could buy and to haunted houses and everything.
Real good, yeah.
All right, ClydeTumbaugh.com. Of course, the great American who discovered Pluto. I've got that. This is the one that I've owned probably longer than any because back in the early days, I actually had a blog, back when blogs were a thing, at stronglywordedletter.com.
That's awesome.
Did you write on it? Did you write?
Yes. Blog posts? I had a blog for years.
What?
Yes. Stronglywordedletter.com. Let me see. What else do I own? I own, this is a tribute to our friend Ralph Garman, RIP, puppylake.com. It is a domain name that I own, which is where he tried to send any pet he didn't approve of.
That's
was
true.
Right to Puppy Lake. I don't know why I thought I would need that. BeansDeathCorner.com.
Okay.
What have you done on it?
It was it was a feature that we did for a really long time on the show. Mm-hmm. Occasionally it still pops up, and I thought, you know what, that might be something that might be worth spinning off one day.
And have you done that?
No.
Okay.
This is the most valuable domain name in my portfolio.
This is the jewel. Mm-hmm. In the crown.
It's a banjo player from the 70s.
This is the one that you may have to pry from my cold, dead hands.
Okay.
And I think you'll agree when I tell you, as the proud owner of younghotandasian.com.
Oh, wow.
There is money to be made.
Have you ever gotten an offer on that?
No.
What have you put on it?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
But
I'm nervous for him to put things on it, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go out today with a camera.
No.
I'm going to start building some talent.
No, sir.
ChristmasMusicEveryday.com.
That's a good site, too.
That's a super good one.
Do you own isitchristmas.com?
No, but that's a great site. God damn, that's a great site.
You type in isitchristmas.com.
Yes or no?
It just says no.
It just says no.
Until Christmas.
Until Christmas Day.
The one word is all that's on the screen. So you don't own the cool one.
No.
Yeah, that would be fantastic if I owned that, yeah. Although, wouldn't you mock him for not monetizing that in any way?
No, he's doing something with it.
Okay, Christmas music every day.
Made me chuckle.
Because my dream there is to one day start a 24/7 all year Christmas music.
And have you started that?
I have not done that yet. Mm-hmm. No. Valentina Tereshkova.com, of course, the first woman in space. I tried very hard to get Yuri Gagarin.com, the first man in space, but it has been, it's been tied up. Somebody's had that for years now.
Well, you're going to have an extra $300 soon.
They've been squatting on it.
Well, no, I don't even remember if they're using it.
I hate people that buy websites and don't do anything with
it. But I am set up to backorder that if it ever becomes available. I am going to buy that.
That
would be awesome to have them both. I have 70247.com. Which is the date of the Roswell alien invasion.
What have you put on there? You put a lot of stuff on there, I assume.
Have not. I have. Have you seen thesaucers.com, which is a Jefferson Airplane song, but I also thought tied into the whole UFO thing. I thought that could be a sister site.
You've done what on that?
Well, so far, nothing.
Okay.
Every once in a while, somebody will say something and we'll go, oh, I saw them at the Troub. It's a great band name, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I thought that one day, apparently, although I have no memory of the conversation, for GrandTheftPluto.com. I thought, that's a great band name.
And then you just bought Pluto. And then you just bought a website.
I bought the domain name, yes. Haven't
and you've upkept it. Like, you keep paying.
I do, yes.
Okay.
Look, I got to do something with my ukulele skills. Maybe that's where it ends up, is my band GrandTheftPluto.com.
Sure.
But look, before we run out of time, how do I handle this Andy Gibb offer?
All right, how much?
$300.
From who? Who wants to?
Just a guy. Reached out to me.
All right, let me just ask two questions. One, have you done anything on it?
Well, I think you know by now my history. The answer to that is no.
No. Think he will if he's offering you $300?
There's no way to tell.
I feel like you need to reach out to him and
there's
say.
No way. There's and, no way.
But
there's
you
no
need
way
to
tell.
Make sure.
Why would he buy it for
$300? It's not something nefarious. Like, you have to say, sir, I want to make sure that this goes
You're a fan.
To a fan and it's in good hands.
Okay, his hello, I am contacting you today because a GoDaddy.com customer has an interest in your domain name and website for AndyGibb.com. We wanted to see if you are willing to sell the domain. If the amount below is acceptable to you, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Offer amount $300. He is a domain broker. He is not the, he is the person who would be speaking for, representing the person who's interested in the site.
Well, as the man who owns YoungHotAndAsian.com, I think you should probably have a pretty high upkeep on quality. So make sure he's not going to just put up like a dead picture of Andy Gibb or something.
Still dead. That's all it says when you click on it.
I mean, if it's a guy who loves Andy Gibb enough that he wants to buy the website, give it to him.
Yeah.
But what if that
I wouldn't even charge him.
But that shatters my dreams of being able to put up the world's greatest Andy Gibb tribute site, which I have given thought to, because I feel like he is underrepresented on the internet. Like,
well,
he deserves the site.
I feel like if you sell it or give it, he will be represented online.
You do.
By somebody who will be doing something with the website.
You don't know that I won't, man.
I kind of do. I mean, it's been 25, 30 years. I'm pretty sure you're not going to have any time to do anything.
My my history does not inspire me to think that I'm going to get right on it.
So sell it.
Yeah, so you're taking a loss. You've been upkeeping it for 20 years.
You still lose money at $300.
I'm losing money.
It's been so long since I've seen that band. I would like to see them again soon.
That's too bad, Kevin. I do not think they are performing anywhere soon in the local area.
Guys,
how disappointing.
Guys, I have good news for you.
What's that, Jensen?
There is a Cure performance coming up, and we have tickets to give out.
What?
You guys harmonized.
We didn't even know we were going to do it at the same time.
You sounded like the Isley Brothers.
Beautiful. Oh, good pull.
Thank you.
Good pull. By the way, Allie, before you give away the tickets, I just want to mention, because we gave away tickets yesterday with Omaroki, and our friend Omar, also known as Homar, was in here yesterday in his fishnet top. And Beer Mug started the no shirt, no show, no shirt, no shirt chant. Mm-hmm. I don't know who started the nipple, nipple, nipple chant.
That may have been me.
Yeah, Jensen.
But I was closest to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the video is up at krock.com, by the way, and you have to see it.
It's linked to our Instagram and Twitter, at Kevin and Bean, too.
And worth a watch. What you say, Ellie?
100. I can't tell you. I watched it till I was done.
Until you were done. And by the way, he wore all of this stuff. It's stuff he had in his closet wearing.
Yeah, the fishnet and the guy liner and the whole deal.
His nipples could have cut glass.
Yeah.
And you were watching his pecs move, right?
I was. They moved like Hulk Hogan flexing. Like, it was
magic.
Crazy. I feel like you were paying too close attention.
You know what? I did till I was done.
I saw you licking one of them, and I thought that was inappropriate.
I was hungry.
Work. Yeah. Anyway, Goth Homar, if you want to see that, the Omaroki from yesterday for Cure tickets is at our social media. But let's make it a little bit easier for you to win the tickets this time around. Right, Allie?
Oh, I'm not giving them away here.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
That would be incredible.
Just kidding, you guys. I want to give away a pair of tickets to the Pasadena Daydream Festival at the Brookside at the Rose Bowl. It is all going down on August 31st. You're going to see The Cure, The Pixies, Deftones. You guys, it's going to be the best day ever.
It is.
Let's take caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067, and you're going to get that pair of tickets and have the best day.
Write down our toll-free telephone number.
Nope.
You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM.
No, it's 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20 right now. 800-5800-TOM. Again, nope, that's some higher.
Today.
I do love that boom at the end. It's just so worth it for the boom. Oh. How? God damn it! 1-800-KARS
cards. Why would you do that?
Honestly,
that's not the number.
Why would you do that?
Hell.
I was misinformed. That's not the number.
1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
Okay, there it is. Now
all
we
right.
got it.
Somebody call my mama.
So right now, caller 20
is Don on the phone.
Go ahead and
call now.
Open those lines up.
Is Don on the phone?
Don is not on the phone. You guys, I can't. I can't with
Please
any of you.
Please call now.
Oh, ma'am. Okay. you guys, there's this story.
You'll be happy you called, I guarantee it.
This story kills me. There's a mural depicting a heavily tattooed Larry Bird. And it has really gotten under Larry Bird's skin. He is demanding that a street artist remove most of the tats that cover his body in the mural.
Really? How does he have that ability?
It appeared last week on the side of a multifamily home in Indianapolis. And he's like, listen, I don't have tattoos. That's not me. I don't like that.
I think everyone knows that.
You would think that. The artist, whose name is Jules Muck, said, listen, I just added those to make the depiction of the NBA legend my own. I never meant to offend him. Some of the tattoos... two bunnies mating on his forearm, a spider web on his shoulder, a shamrock on his arm, and a cardinal on his cheek.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
He's got a face tat.
I mean, how can he even have... Oh, I don't like this. Change it.
I mean, I assume it would just be out of the artist's goodwill. But
I think so. And he holds a lot of, you know, street cred in Indianapolis. Like, people love him there.
Sure, but... I mean,
it's
loosen up, Dick.
Well, absolutely, but it can't be hard just to, you know, cover up a cardinal on your cheek.
Also, why does he care though?
Or the two bunnies mating on his forearm? What if he was like, "Listen, I don't have those tattoos. Mine are better." And he's like, "Just do these,"
sleeved.
And he just has full sleeves.
All like white power stuff.
What? Why did you go?
I don't think that's what we were saying at all.
What
I thought that's what you meant.
But yeah, I guess what we're saying is Larry Bird is an uptight dick.
Right.
And he needs to calm his teeth.
Shut your bitch ass up!
Right?
That is what the street artist said back to Larry Bird.
I like it.
Some birthdays for you guys. Kristen Wiig, Dua Lipa, James Corden, Ty Burrell, and
Cheers with Mugs coming up in a few minutes.
Also, a brand new Bean Makes This guest on the program today, and next hour we'll be asking you what emojis do not exist, ukulele, that you think we need. That's all on the way. First, Thursday morning means Jensen is here. It's time for Get Up on This.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Hi, everyone. Mugs, are you dying? What was that?
He was dancing.
That was his dance.
Oh, jeez.
That was his dance.
Oh, man, it is a lot like having a seizure. Guys, when it comes to video games, I mostly feel like my skill set has been completely lapped in 2019.
Right.
I loved the Nintendo, the NES system, or the Sega Genesis, even all the way up to PS4.
And the American Trucker game.
The American Trucker game I got you up on. But now with Fortnite and VR and like the 10th Call of Duty, they're not really made for a 40-year-old with a kid that has motion sickness.
Okay.
So I'm here to get you up on video game creator Sam Barlow and his two video games, one that comes out this Friday.
Okay.
All right. So in 2015, I stumbled onto a video game that was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. It implemented stuff from like true crime podcasts and escape rooms and Law and Order. That's kind of all inspired by. Okay. It was called Her Story. It's currently available on Windows, Mac, OS X.
Her Story.
Her Story. Okay. H-E-R Story. And you can actually play it on your Android as well. The game is seen from a first-person perspective as you sit down at an old computer, like an Apple II, right? Mm. So you're almost, it's your hands, you know, you can see even like a reflection in the screen that you're playing on, okay? And that's all you do.
Do I have pants on?
You have pants on, yeah. Okay. Not just in real life, but in the game.
Okay, gotcha.
You sit down at an old computer to search and sort through actual VHS video clips in a database in the computer that's at a police station. Okay, so you're going through clips, actual VHS clips in the game. It's a little meta.
Okay.
Now, these clips are available completely out of order, and you can only get them by typing in keywords that will help you solve a crime of a missing man. So, for example, if you wanted to look up, I don't know, missing... type that in. Obviously, that might bring up a couple videos. And while you're doing it, you're piecing together the things that you're seeing in those interviews.
Oh, you interesting. Play detective.
You're the detective.
Correct. And I had to use notes. I had to write a whole notebook full of things. There are 271 interview clips in that game with the man's wife, but you don't hear the questions asked.
You just hear her response.
Just hear her response, and you have to put together everything. The game is completely interactive, and it's up to the player to jump clip to clip and tell the story through what they learn, right? Barlow, the creator, researched watching tons of actual police interviews, and the writing is awesome. His history is in the Silent Hill games. He wanted to leave big-budget work and kind of enter this indie games that are heavy on story, and it was a massive surprise hit. Okay. Wow. I had so much fun playing it with a friend, and now this Friday, he's upping the ante with his highly anticipated follow-up, Telling Lies.
Telling Lies.
Okay, this will be released by Annapurna Interactive, and reviews are calling it a masterpiece. That's a quote. And another quote is a full-motion video triumph. The reviews came out yesterday, and they are insane. People saying it's one of the most fun times they've ever had in a video game. Now, it begins with a breathless woman running into an apartment and plugging in a hard drive into a computer that originates from the NSA. You don't know how she got it.
Okay.
Okay. And from there, once again, you sit down and you search through a computer desktop using live-action videos, this time from four different subjects. You find keywords. Again, you hear something you think is important, search for it, and discover the new videos that use that word. And you got real actors this time.
Videos will come up and have nothing to do with what you're trying to
learn. Sometimes you'll type in murder, and he'll be like, did you see on TV yesterday there was that show about murder? And that's it. And you're like, oh, that didn't help me at all.
Yeah. But we all know the husband did it, right?
Well, in this case, it's a little different because it's four people and they are telling a bunch of lies, supposedly 96 different lies, but only one of them is the one you're looking for. And it's such a big lie that supposedly it ruined all four of their lives.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
He got real actors. Alexandria Shipp, who was Storm in the recent X-Men franchise, and Angela Serafian from Westworld. She's kind of the big-eyed girl in Westworld, who I like very much. They're in it. Now, for Telling Lies, right, it's video calls between the four characters, so like FaceTimes that you're piecing together for the mystery to be solved. I am so excited for this weekend because I'm going to sit. And I told Danielle about it.
Fascinating.
And she was like, I'm in. I'll play this with you. You need to take notes again, and you have to figure out the hole in the code. Here's a small clip from the trailer.
I promise.
Don't the truth.
Love
the truth.
But
the truth.
So, help me. God.
Wake up.
Still there?
Terrifying.
Love it.
Once you solve it, it's solved?
Yes. But can I tell you another thing?
Is there more than one case?
No, just the one case.
Just the one.
And the first game took about 2.5 hours, which is what it took me, her story.
Okay.
They say this is five times more work. So you're looking at maybe a couple days worth this time. You have a limited amount of time with each single playthrough of a clip, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you have to restart it from scratch, you lose all the notes and bookmarks that you have in the game.
Okay, this is rude.
Which is a disaster.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have to be able to do it within a certain amount of time. You can't keep replaying clips over and over again. It's available tomorrow on Steam for the PC or Mac. Hopefully it'll eventually find its way to a PlayStation or Android or Xbox down the road. I can't recommend her story more. Now, obviously, based on reviews and what I've seen online, I am so amped to play it. So again, my get up on this week is video game creator Sam Barlow. His two games, Her Story and Telling Lies. Her Story available now, Telling Lies available tomorrow. Enjoy wasting time. That was my get up on.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up.
Hey, Beer Mug.
Yo.
Go out drinking one night this week, did you?
You know what? With me in the studio as of now, I think I'm going to have to start doing these on the weekends because I got to be all hands on deck here.
And you got Hot Topics to go to.
And I got Hot Topics to go to. But yes, I did go drinking this week.
You're a very busy man. All right, where's your watering hole?
This is O'Grady's in Granada Hills. And the topic on the bar this week was actually an audible because the topic I was doing wasn't really working. So I was kind of
very important information. Yeah. Glad you gave that.
No,
to us.
I have to tell you this because
pull back
you,
that curtain, baby.
I have to share this information.
Yeah, let's discuss all the topics you didn't do.
Well, I'm telling you this.
Let's
what's
hit
your
that
topic?
Fourth wall. Let's do it. Look directly into the camera. Tell them what it's about.
What's your topic?
The most physically demanding sport.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
So anyway, like I was saying,
before you were so rudely interrupted,
and this is the recorder I use.
Here's the car I drove down to the bar in.
I got the inspiration because at O'Grady's, there's tons of TVs everywhere. Every kind of sport is on television for your viewing enjoyment. And a long time ago, I brought this up with you guys, and I said baseball was the most physically demanding sport, and everybody, you know.
Because that is 1,000% stupid.
Yeah.
You can be fat and out of shape and play baseball.
Yeah, but I still think it requires a lot of athleticism.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask these awesome drunkards what their opinion on the most physically demanding sport was on this Cheers with Beer Mug.
To talk to drunkards.
Yes.
Mugs had to join them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? Excuse me. The most physically athletic sport?
Swimming.
Why?
Your body does a lot of movement, and you don't feel it till you get out of the pool.
When I was a swimmer, I was prepubescent age, and
what?
I was self-conscious wearing a Speedo. Now, I'm not self. Wait, what am I trying to say? Hold on.
On fire.
Wow. I mean.
Great start.
Wow.
Great start. You do good work. Here we go.
Fredo, what's the most physically demanding athletic sport?
Baseball.
Baseball, why?
It's a one-man job. It's your job, and you better do it. That is it. Or you're out.
Or you're out. Three strikes, you're out.
Thank you very much.
Hockey.
Hockey, why?
Because they have to skate backwards and forwards, and they get in fights. Lose their teeth. That's pretty physically demanding. Mm-hmm.
Do you think I can be a hockey player?
I think you can be whatever the f*** you want to be.
Love you!
Mountain climbing.
Have you seen that one? What is it? Free? What's the movie called? The free climb one?
I'm not sure.
Alright, I forgot the name because...
I'm pretty sure if you f*** up on mountain climbing, you're dead. So, yeah.
I think it was called Free Solo, first of all.
Yeah, Free Solo.
And second of all, hockey is the only right answer of the physically the toughest sport, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no question about that. Now, Bean, you wanted to say something, but I would like to replay a little part because I want you to hear the actual time between thoughts and questions from Muggs.
I'm pretty sure if you f*** up on mountain climbing, you're dead. So, yeah.
Yeah. What's the most physically demanding sport?
It has to be MMA or motocross, but I got to also go with my professional wrestling. You got to throw that up there. But MMA or motocross for sure.
Why?
I don't know. I don't do that.
Swimming. Like you're using your whole body.
You could breaststroke it.
Now, this is Muggs trying to be funny and sexy at the same time.
Yeah, we've seen this before.
Yes, we have.
More like doggy paddle.
Graffiti is probably the most physically demanding sport.
How so?
It's Los Angeles' tough sport. It's its toughest sport. You know, you got to climb up billboards, run from cops, cholos, and other than that, probably rugby.
Jimba.
By the way, rugby might
beat
out hockey.
Yeah.
And other than that, probably rugby.
Jimbo. Come over here, Jimbo.
Drunker.
Come here, Jimbo.
What up?
Jimbo. What is the most physically demanding athletic sport?
A what?
What's the most physically athletic demanding sport in your opinion?
UFC.
Do you think you have what it takes to be UFC?
Oh, hell yeah. I might be old. I can still knock people around, kick people in the head.
What would your fighting nickname be, Jimmy?
They'll call me the hose.
The hose?
Hold up. And by the way, I love that someone is karaokeing to Creep.
Creep in the background.
I think that's the only song they allow in O'Grady's to be sung.
They'll call me the hose.
The hose?
H-O-S-E. Like a water hose, but just hose.
Because you spray people down?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
What does that mean?
He has to work through it.
Oh, my
guess. Yeah.
So,
They call him the hose.
They call him the hose. Jimbo the hose.
Wow. Wow.
So those are my people.
Well done.
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came. Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
Oh, breaking news bulletin.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash.
11:30 this morning on K-Rock. Brand new music.
Okay.
From the 1975.
Yay! All right.
Ooh. 11:30. Radio.com world premiere. Brand new, the 1975. The song is called People. And you will hear it first anywhere at 11:30 this morning here on the world famous K-Rock.
Is it a cover?
I doubt it. Would that be crazy? If they were covering Barbara Streisand? No, I don't think so. But we'll wait and find out. So 11:30 this morning, if you're a 1975 fan like we are, you definitely want to be listening to K-Rock on the radio or through radio.com. You guys ready for a little B-Mix's Guess?
Yeah!
Let's do it.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah!
Ooh, ooh!
B-Mix's Guess, yeah!
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick!
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya,
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
Yes.
Yeah, we reviewed it. It's fine.
I'm just saying. Some of those clips.
No need to change. They're good.
Don't seem appropriate.
Right, we checked. We ran it by the people that... Look at that.
Up on floor 17.
On floor 17.
And
they said, yeah, it's good.
This is a... I think this is a fascinating list, and, and I feel like Allie is going to start a fight if she doesn't get her way on this one, because I think this is a topic that you will become very passionate about, Allie.
Okay.
It's from Complex.com. They have ranked television's all-time best teen dramas. Teen dramas. Now, I should give you the caveat here that there is some comedy in these, but these are predominantly drama shows. In other words, you're not going to find That 70s Show or comedies like that in here, okay? So these are teen dramas, and there have been a lot of great ones over the years. What ranks in the top 10? That's what you need to find out if you're going to get a point and win the game. Bean makes his guest starts at the head of the table. Kevin, your first guest, please.
Dexter.
I really need it. To kill somebody.
That's not a scary show.
I don't remember any teens in Dexter. It is not a teen drama. I'm sorry. That one did not make the list. I have the top 20 in front of me.
It's not in the in like 13, 14?
Nowhere to be seen. I'm sorry. All right. Beer Mug. We're talking teen dramas. Were you a fan of the genre? Did you watch a bunch of these coming up like the rest of us?
Yeah, like in the 90s and stuff.
Okay. What do you like?
Clap. Beverly Hills 90210.
Number 10. Number 10 on the list of TV's best teen dramas.
Ooh, that changes things for me. Number 10?
You are on the board, Miss Allie McKay.
I'm gonna fight if this isn't.
I told you, Allie was going to start a fight with somebody.
My So-Called Life.
Number 4. My So-Called Life. Number 4. Excellent. Well done. 1-1. Kevin, we go to you.
Children's Hospital.
What is
it? It has children in the name.
He's right.
Children's Hospital.
It's not. First of all, it's a comedy. Second of all, it has no teens. Third of all, it didn't even have children. That was the name of the guy who owned the hospital. It wasn't a hospital for children.
Agree,
you get
to
that,
disagree.
Right? Okay. I'm sorry. No point for you, sir. Muggs, can you keep your streak alive?
Let's go Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven is an interesting yet wrong guess. Thank you, though. Adam McKay.
I loved it so much. Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek, number 8.
Wow.
Well done.
That was
well
got number done. 4 and 8.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Good stuff. Kevin.
South Park. Oh my God, they killed Kenny. Like, there was a death in every episode.
Right, but they're elementary school.
Yeah, but teens can watch it.
Okay, that's not the point.
And it's they grow up. Right. They're teens eventually. Not right. Kenny.
Not Kenny. Kenny doesn't grow up because he
poor
dies.
Kenny. I feel like you're misunderstanding the topic.
Agree to disagree
about
again.
Television teen dramas. Okay. I'm sorry. All right, Muggs, what say you? Allie's in the lead. Can you catch up?
Let's try to go. Let's go with Friday Night Lights.
Number 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Were you going to say that, Allie?
Yeah.
Number 3 on the all-time TV teen best dramas. That was a great show. Allie.
Buffy.
Number 2.
Vampire Slayer.
Number two, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Nice. You are good. All right, Kevin, we got time to go around two more times.
Teen Wolf.
Oh.
Boom!
Has teen right in the title, Kevin.
Boom!
It has it in the title!
Great guess.
Thank you!
Not in the top 20.
Wow.
All right. Not in the top 20.
Teen Wolf!
Good show. Yeah. By the way, good show. Wouldn't have been mad at it being in here for compared to some of the ones that are, but it did
not
make...
I'd like to see the list. I think Bean's lying.
It did not make Complex's list. All right, Muggsy.
One Tree Hill?
Oh, yes!
Number six.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
One Tree Hill.
That was my next guess.
Getting the points.
Look at you. Are we tied again,
We are Allie? Tied.
All right, but you have a chance to go ahead.
Here's the thing. They were teens for like a minute. Felicity.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Maybe they didn't consider that a teen show
because
they were adults. Mm-hmm. I was looking for Gilmore Girls. I think same thing, is it really wasn't teens.
It
was
got it.
Families.
Okay.
All right, Kevin, your final guess, please.
Mr. Rogers.
I'm not even going to.
Soapy.
Tell me this isn't scary.
Ooh, no, soap suds all over me.
It's not a horror topic.
My grandfather would take this hose. Mm-hmm. And go like this with me. Squirt it all over.
That's
me
not horror.
You know, he'd rinse the suds off.
Not what the list is, though. It's
so you play
dramas.
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing
okay.
together.
That's for little kids. The show is for little kids.
Beer Anyone mug, can watch it.
Your final guess.
Sakes.
You're still in it.
I believe I'm going to go ahead with this guess.
All right.
The mother effing O to the mother effing C.
Damn it.
Number 14.
Oh,
how's that not in the top 10?
Number 14. Ask Jensen, who hates the OC.
He is wrong.
All right, Allie, where are we in the scoring here?
We're still tied, Muggs and I.
So you win if you can get one in the top 10 here.
Where now,
you
am I?
You are sorry, just outside anything.
Allie,
zero.
If this helps, number 9 is still available. Number 7 is available. Number 5 is available. Number 1 is available.
I can't figure out what number 1 would be. But I never watched this show, but it seems to be popular. Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars is a great guess at number 16, sorry to say.
Wow.
I think
how are we missing number one?
This is like soccer. We're going to end in a tie.
Give me a hint with number one.
Number one was on for one season.
Oh, come on.
That's
oh,
BS.
My God. Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks is number one.
Oh, God damn it.
Number two, Buffy. Number three, Friday Night Lights. 4, My So-Called Life. Number 5, Veronica Mars.
I thought that, but I didn't think they were that young for that.
They were. Number 6, One Tree Hill. Number 7, Riverdale. Number 8, Dawson's Creek. Number 9, Stranger Things. Number 10, Beverly Hills 90210. Teens.
But I
then it's The Wonder Years, Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries, The O.C., Faking It. Do you remember that? The girls who
MTV
were the fake
show?
Lesbians on MTV.
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars, Degrassi, The Next Generation, Glee, Skins, and 13 Reasons Why.
I can't believe I didn't think of Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
I apologize, Paul Feig and Judd Apatow.
great game. It's a tie this time around. This has been Bean Makes This Guess.
Bean Makes This Guess.
That is Shade on the world famous K-Rock 106.7. KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
But they don't spell it right, though, right?
S-H-A-E-D.
I don't like
That's how they spell it.
I don't like
it's easier for the Google and the social media, that's why.
What emojis currently do not exist that we need? Like a ukulele comes to mind, for instance. Mm-hmm. Or for me, a much bigger eggplant. I mean, there's some things that they could do.
Oh, dear God.
With the emojis.
Wish. Please.
So we're going to be discussing and taking your calls coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's here with what's happening on a Thursday.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that Dave sent me this email yesterday. I have never been so excited about a show. Well, since we found out about Holy Moly. This show, do you guys watch any food competition shows?
Hate it.
That's what I would usually say.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait. You hold hate on. Them too and this you like?
I have to say, Allie, I'm sorry. I need to recuse myself or at least clarify. I do love the British Baking
you
Show.
You have to. You legally have to because you're
Great
there.
British Bake Off, yeah.
Great British Bake Off. It's great.
Amazing.
I love that
amazing.
Show. That's the only one because they're super nice and sweet and gentle to those people and everybody's just there to have a good time.
It
as
is
opposed
nice.
As opposed to the mean competition shows in America.
Okay, so no Chopped, no Master
no,
Chef for you guys.
No.
Okay, well, Food TV has had unprecedented success with Agreed. Shows like those. Along with, you know, occasionally they do shows with really absurd premises. This is one of them, and I can't wait. It is called Dishmantled. It's a project created by Chopped executive producer, and it's going to be hosted by Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt star Titus Burgess.
Okay.
Already in with Titus being the host. Yeah, I love Titus. And then when I read the description and thought, cannot be real. Can't be real. It's impossible for this to be real.
All right.
Here's the description. Hosted by Burgess, each episode starts with a cannon blasting of mystery food dishes into the faces of two blindfolded chefs.
What? I'm in already.
They'll use their culinary prowess to identify the exploded dish on their face and then race against the clock to recreate it. A cannon launches food in their face. They taste it a little bit and they're like, okay, that's egg. And then they rush to make that dish, you guys. And the one that makes it closest to what was shot in their face by a cannon wins.
You had me a cannon.
I know.
By the way, Beer Mug, has there ever been a game show that you more want to be a contestant on than this one where they shoot food into your face with a cannon?
Where do I sign up? Where do I audition? Tell me now.
I know. And you're blindfolded, which you like, I heard.
Yeah.
Amazing, you guys. Dishmantled is going to premiere on the streaming service Quibi, which is currently set for an April 2020 debut. But I'm going to say it right now. This needs to be on. I know Quibi is like the shorter little shows. We need an hour-long Dishmantled.
Take my money now.
That's what I'm saying, you guys. How great is that?
Finally, a show that I want to watch about food.
It's blasting meals into chefs' faces with a cannon.
Shut up and take my money.
Incredible. Imagine, this is holy moly, too.
Imagine, like, coming up with this idea. No,
amazing.
Listen, a cannon, I'm serious.
They're blindfolded. They have to kind of taste it and then figure out how to make it.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good. All right, you guys, Forbes has their world's highest paid actors of 2019. The list just came out. Let's hear it, guys. Who do you think?
The Rock wasn't he number one last year? Is The Rock still number one?
The Rock is number one with 89.4 million. Here's the thing. He will earn an upfront salary of up to 23.5 million for Jumanji Next Level, making that film his highest paycheck yet. And he gets 15% from the first Jumanji film, which grossed over $962 million worldwide. And he makes about $700,000 per episode of Ballers.
Wow.
You ever have oh, he also anyone gets royalties ever watched for the Ballers?
I've yes. seen every episode.
Really?
Yeah, they're big
every
Ballers.
Every episode. Yeah.
So weird.
Well, it had our friend, what's his face on it?
Cordry.
Yeah.
Rob Cordry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I mean, I get why you think it's another Entourage. It's not. It's Entourage-esque.
It's Entourage with football.
It's Entourage-esque.
It's Entourage
with a buff guy.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
has more going on than Entourage did, I think.
Yeah.
I think there's some very compelling storylines. And I'm telling you that John David Washington is great on the show.
Does everything always work out?
No.
No.
Okay,
oh,
that's
no.
good. Well, that's no. anti-Entourage.
No, and there's a lot of business deals. I mean, it's really interesting to see the wheeling and dealing trying to get an NFL franchise and things like that and all the hurdles that you have to face and all the ways it can go wrong. I mean, I don't know, Kevin, am I overselling it or is it good?
I think it's good. Yeah, I agree with you.
Thanks, Kevin.
I think it's good. I didn't know The Rock was making $250,000 a week, though. I didn't know that.
Just per episode. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. Anyone else on the list? I've got the top 10 right here. World's highest paid actors.
Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Whoa, really?
Not on the top 10.
DJ Qualls.
Ooh, just outside the top 10.
Mark Wahlberg.
How about Robert Downey Jr.? Speaking
Robert Downey Jr.
Avengers.
Number three with 66 million.
Any other of those Avengers guys that big?
Yes, a couple. Three.
A couple?
Well, I don't know if they're Avengers, but they're in the MCU.
Who else is big in those?
Hemsworth.
Yes, Chris that's Hemsworth? Number two. Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth. 76.4
wow.
million.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about ScarJo?
Nope, no women on this list.
Oh.
I mean, it is men. It is a list that says men.
I didn't
it's
know.
Well, it's actors.
Oh, it's actors. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when you say actors, it can be both.
And it's also worlds.
Jackie Chan.
thank you.
Really?
Number five, 58
still?
Million.
What year are we in?
Always.
2019, I was like almost joking when I said
no,
Jackie
he is
Chan.
Always
what
on
movie,
these lists.
What movie is he in?
Chinese Only, right?
Yeah, it's mostly.
The movie's called Chinese Only? I gotta look that up.
All right, so Robert Downey Jr., Hemsworth.
I don't
Jackie
know how Hemsworth
Chan.
Has more than Robert Downey Jr. That's crazy to me.
Kevin, well, it's just for the year.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
No.
I mean, are we including the crazy Netflix Adam Sandler deal?
We are.
All right, Adam Sandler it is.
Number six, Adam Sandler with $57 million. He is tied with somebody that I was shocked by at 56, or $57
million. All right, let me, this is not my guess. This is Dave's, and it's a reasonable guess because he has the biggest box office of any actor in film history.
Mufasa.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Nope.
What?
Okay.
He was in 60 movies last year.
He gets paid $40 each. So
he doesn't for fun now.
Yeah, he doesn't for fun.
He is in more than a movie a week, Kevin. You're right.
It's crazy.
All right. We're
let's go for it.
We're out of time.
All
just
right. Number 10, Will Smith.
$35 million.
Number nine, Paul Rudd with $41 million.
Wow.
Ant-Man.
Number eight, Chris Evans with $43.5 million.
And that, he is Thor?
Captain America.
No, Captain America. Captain America. Okay. Thor is Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
He's Captain America, man.
I can't keep all
you got to move out of this.
You need to move
such
out.
A commie. Such
I can't
a
keep all my Chris's straight. Sorry.
The tie was Adam Sandler and Bradley Cooper.
Oh,
did not
really?
See that one coming. Mm. Yeah. Number five, Jackie Chan. Number four was a Bollywood actor, Akshay Kumar.
Akshay Kumar.
Yes.
How did I not get that?
Number three, Robert Downey Jr. Number two, Chris Hemsworth. And number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm not impressed, you guys. Not impressed with you guys.
Well, we're not good guessers.
Some birthdays for you. Kristen Wiig, Dua Lipa, James Corden, and Ty Burrell.
Our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up in an hour from right now. Jensen, you have some questions about being a new dad.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't sort of put me in a guilty place.
I don't think it will.
Admitting to some of these things.
I don't think it will. Look, just because your dad left your family doesn't mean you're going to leave yours.
Not at all what
happened.
That's what I heard.
Right.
I was very interested in a story that Allie brought us earlier this week about emojis. I mean, I think I am a modest user of emojis. I don't go overboard with them, but I think they're very effective. I like having them available to me, and I have on many occasions thought, why isn't there, fill in the blank, that emoji? Mm-hmm. And you had a story about somebody who went on quite the campaign to get theirs.
Yeah, Kendall Jackson Winery wanted a white wine emoji, so they did a 19-page proposal to the emoji people on why they needed it, and it was declined.
Why?
They basically think it has to do with, oh, if we do a white wine, then we're going to have to do a rosé.
Right.
We're
going
to have to do
it.
A Zinfandel.
Then no,
we're
gonna, you don't have to do all
that.
They're
saying they're going to have to do all that. There's
Nonsense.
Already a red wine emoji. There's already there's a champagne emoji. And there's a champagne, like two flute glasses clicking.
A cheers, yeah.
A cheers. So I feel like, would it kill you to do a white wine?
I feel like a red wine and a white wine emoji would cover 98% of the times that people would want to use a wine emoji.
I feel like that's true. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to know how the guy filled up 19
yes.
pages in that presentation.
They
that
need
possible?
To release it. I need to read it. And I then need to meet whoever this Kendall Jackson person is. And they've got a lot of time on their hands, so I know they can fit me in. It's just too good.
Now, before I tell you what the most requested emojis are, and mm-hmm. we start taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 on the emoji that you wish you had. I understand our friend Jimmy Kimmel has been on a campaign
yes.
not too long ago for emoji as well.
He wanted to get a meatball emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he went to the emoji people. By the way, and I learned in this interview that once an emoji, always an emoji. They don't take any of them down or back.
Well,
or
except the gun.
Oh, the gun. Okay,
they did
maybe
take the
that
gun
was the
out.
Exception.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's what she says is their policy
yeah.
is once it's there, it's always there. Mm-hmm. And there was no meatball. So Jimmy had a presentation. He had a little projector and a little screen.
Mm-hmm.
The meatball emoji. What is a meatball? Meat in the shape of a ball. We've done some market research on this. These are people who use emojis. These are people who enjoy meatballs. You cross them over, 93% of the people of the world love both emojis and meatballs.
I mean, including the vegetarians?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. And she, by the way, when Jimmy Kimmel there with cameras said, yeah, we'll think about it.
Ouch. I don't know how they decide.
I don't either.
Because they must get a lot of requests. In 2019, 230 new emojis were approved for release this year.
230, huh?
Yes.
That's more than I would have ever expected.
Agree, too. I would think they'd put like 20, 30, yeah, maybe 50 tops.
Yes. The number one emoji, by the way, again, your calls on the emoji that you wish we had, 1-800-520-1067. The number one emoji that has been requested by users, I think, makes a lot of sense, and it is happy tears. It's an emoji with a sense of being proud or emotional in a happy way.
Yeah, so they're not smiling, but it's a sweet smile.
Yeah, crying, happy tear. Crying with a smile.
I kind of thought the two rivers of, you know, the...
No, that's laughing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's more laughing,
I think. Because this one is just a gentle smile, and it's like, oh, I'm tearing
I've
up
never
at
known
this.
That emojis are really about the person who's looking at them. It's really a perspective thing. I thought that was funny. I was laughing my face off.
I'm tearing up, though. Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Oh, I didn't see it.
As
I thought
it
was happy.
Okay. The number two request is a salute emoji. Which was also a popular request in 2018 and in 2017. So it just shows the little emoji face and then a hand, you know, up there where you would salute.
I like
and
that.
That would be enormously useful for so many stories that you see that involve the military, right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
A new white heart emoji came out this year, which had been a popular request in the past. The demand is on now for a pink heart emoji. Lots of heart emojis.
How many different hearts do we need?
76.
So far, there is no pink. Let me see. Hang on.
There's red pink hearts. But they're like double hearts. There's a regular heart, yes, and like one up next to it.
Yeah.
Right. Let me see what some of the other requests are. A Wi-Fi symbol is a request.
I like that.
Okay.
Why would you use that?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Do you have, and then the thing? Do you have the emoji code, the Wi-Fi code?
Oh, code. I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because like, Wi-Fi takes so long to type?
Yeah.
Here's one that we Taylor Swift fans would love.
Oh, which yes.
Is, snake.
Which is to make, they got that, yeah, which is to make a heart with your hands.
Oh, so hands. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, I can, you know what I mean? See that.
Yeah, that would be something.
It doesn't have to be a Taylor Swift thing.
Well, but I mean...
Because a lot of people do that.
A grimacing face with smiling eyes is a request. A bashful face is another request.
Okay.
A woman in a tuxedo is a request, which apparently does exist on Twitter, but is not available on iOS. Here's one, Jensen, of interest to you.
Mm-hmm.
A man holding a baby is not available. There is a woman holding a baby, but not a father with a child.
Everybody knows men don't hold their babies till they're two.
Right? There's a man holding a baby. I'm looking at it.
Interesting. Well, it's on the list of... on the list here.
Maybe they accepted it.
So maybe they accepted it.
It might just be a woman with short hair.
Let me see.
Katie Lang holding a baby.
a person with crutches, a person with a cane.
Oh,
okay. Not available. A lime. I mean, we got 11.
A lime.
Don't have a lime. And a couple more. A honey badger.
Yes, neat.
Oh, he don't care.
a black cat. Is there no black cat emoji?
No.
I don't think there is.
That is a surprise.
Yeah.
Now, you have heard me complain about there being no ukulele, mm-hmm, and being no accordion. I'm furious about both of those.
And how would you use those?
Well, obviously...
You don't play either.
First of all, I am a euchre, so I would
use that. You have one, you don't play it.
No. I am a euchre.
When would you use it?
Once a euchre, always a euchre. Second of all, any owl-related conversation you'd play, you'd use the accordion,
weird owl,
right? Clarinet. There is no emoji for a clarinet or a flute and no disco ball. Believe it or not, somebody has requested a toothbrush.
I think that makes sense.
What, a toothbrush?
A toothbrush. Yeah, I'm going to the dentist. Toothbrush emoji.
Somebody would like to see...
I think that's
Does
good.
That add anything to your conversation?
Somebody would like to see more planets. So far, there's only Earth and the Moon and the Sun. Where are the planets? Where's your Saturn? Where's your Mars?
Where's Uranus?
It was easy, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And two more before we go to the calls here is Casey, finger on the button girl. Great idea. She would like to see the spinning pinwheel of death as an emoji. When you are waiting on something?
Oh, that's a great one.
Wouldn't that be great?
Because that happens like that.
So often. You know happens all the time.
You know what I'd like to see?
What?
Freckles. Someone with freckles.
Oh, interesting.
We need someone with freckles.
We have 1,000 faces. None of them have freckles.
Throw some dots on them. And yes, there's a bear face emoji, but there's no bear, like, upright body emoji. And we need a bear.
You need a full bear.
Yeah, we need a full bear.
How would you use that?
Well, for me, I'd say, oh, here's a hug, and do the bear. Or for my gay friends, I'd be like, you going out tonight? Bear.
Bear, got it.
Yeah.
Christy would also like, and Kevin, I think you'd support this, a mac and cheese emoji.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Like, where the hell is that?
Of course.
All right, so let's get to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. You've heard some of the ones others have requested. What are you looking for and why? Chris will get us started on line 5. He's in North Hollywood. Chris, thank you for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Meat Show. What emoji is lacking that you need?
Hey, party people.
Hi there.
Hey, I want to see a moose emoji.
A moose.
And why is that?
How would you use that?
How wouldn't you use it?
It's a great point.
It's a great counterpoint.
He does have a point.
You know what? You convinced us.
I don't have an answer for that.
1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on K-Rock.
To head to foster the people, let's take one phone call from Emma. We're talking about emojis and which ones we need. Good morning, Emma.
Hi. I think we need a rock emoji.
A rock?
Like Dwayne Johnson?
No.
Like rock and roll?
Instead of a flower and a leaf, we need a rock.
A rock?
Just a rock.
How would you use a rock emoji? Like if you were going to throw it at someone?
Maybe, but like also me and my friends will play rock, paper, scissors over text in the group chat. Hmm. And there's a paper and a scissors. So why not have a rock?
That is brilliant,
that
by
is
the way.
That's the smartest idea I've heard from emojis.
Yes.
Plus,
okay.
Kevin could send it to Robbie Joyner.
That's right. Also, it's an easier way to tell your friends you're stoned.
See?
Emma, we will allow it. If we had anything to do with making emojis happen, we would get that done for you. But thank you for the call. Maybe somebody's listening who can. Dear Kevin and Bean, why is there a dumpling emoji and not a burrito emoji? That's racist, man. You know what, Omar? I think you're right. We'll take your calls coming up next on K-Rock.
Show me a bong emoji.
Yeah. Hey, where's the bong emoji?
Right?
Is that one coming?
Emoji. I don't see it on here, but you have to click like 18 different things to get
okay.
to it.
Okay.
What about the weed leaf?
From the 818, how about a marijuana leaf emoji? By the way, that's legal in half of America now. There certainly should be a weed leaf emoji.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for Adler to have his first phone and get the weed leaf emoji.
Look, he's growing up at an age where marijuana is completely acceptable. There's no reason to hide him from the weed emoji.
No, I hope he's a narc.
We're talking about emojis that don't exist that should at 1-800-520-1067. A lot of people have a lot of great ideas. We're getting some texts, some calls. Let's go to Cameron. She's in Sherman Oaks. Up next, line 3, please.
Morning, Cameron.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'd like a blood emoji. I know they have the needle, but I need like a drop of blood.
Are you a vampire? What up?
Are you a killer?
Are you a woman?
No, so when my husband says, hey, what's up tonight? I just give the blood emoji.
Oh, I see. Meaning you're going to stab him in his sleep.
Don't even come home.
I've got good news.
The red tide is upon us.
Yeah.
Deal,
yeah,
you know?
No, we got it.
I've got good news for you, Cameron. It's on its way. A blood drop emoji is on its way.
Let's take credit for it.
Yeah, we talked him into it.
Just spoke to Apple. It's coming through.
That's good news.
It is good news.
Except
apparently,
for your husband.
they had submitted originally blood-stained panties. That was rejected. But undeterred, they sent in for a blood drop, and that has been.
Okay.
About
that. It's fortunate that your husband's girlfriend is on a different cycle.
Right. I mean, there's that.
Okay. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Danielle Sherman Oaks up next, line 4 on K-Rock.
Morning, Danielle.
Hi, good morning. Emojis we need. I'm mixed, so I don't see a lot of curly-haired emojis.
Oh.
Any woman with curly hair, there's like a bunch of different shades of people, but... different types of hair textures, I would say.
Let me say this to you, Danielle. You have a sister in Anna who writes in, "Dear Kevin and Bean, how about a person with the curly hair? Hmm. They have a black girl emoji, but she has straight hair, and we're not all Stacey Dash." Just saying.
Well, thank God we're not all Stacey Dash.
So, yeah. You know what?
That's a great idea.
It's so weird that they have gone so far with the various skin tones and stuff, but they're way behind on the hair. That's a great idea.
Yeah, even redhead. There's no redhead emoji or... Yeah.
Well, that might be on purpose.
Because redheaded people have no soul.
Dare you.
That's right. Okay.
No, there are now redhead emojis. And for some reason, I have curly hair emoji, and I can do any skin tone on that.
Let me see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have Android, so maybe that's...
Get off our phone.
Beat it, Danielle.
I gotta make the switch.
You got to. Yeah, I see all sorts of curly girls.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for the call. Here's a couple more that have been texted in. Same number, 1-800-520-1067. From the 661, wants a garlic emoji. Not sure why. Pirate wants on Twitter, at Kevin and Bean, a Kevining emoji.
How dare you?
And also an empty gas tank for the Zero Club.
Oh, that's good. By the way, garlic is on its way, as well as a yo-yo and a pinching hand.
Oh, I'm so happy there's a yo-yo.
Here's some others in the 220 that were accepted for this year. I see a seeing eye dog. I see a skunk, a juice box. I see a safety vest.
Mm-hmm.
These are all usable.
Wheelchairs, prosthetic limbs, hearing aids.
By the way, Veronica from Covina was asking where the hell a wheelchair is, and she's absolutely
on its way.
From the 949, we need a mother effing sloth emoji.
It's on its way. I'm so excited.
Sloth?
Yes.
I see a sloth.
And he's hanging from a tree. It's the best.
I mean, there's not much longer in 2019. We got to get this thing popping. Yeah. We're halfway done.
How about this from the 909? Hey, guys, regarding emojis, we need, how about a braces emoji or a smiley face with braces? How is there not one already? Says Letty from Riverside.
That's true.
That's a great question.
Braces. All right.
I see a kite, a yo-yo. I see an ice cube.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like it's romper room, but I see a bunch of really cool things here.
Let's go to Candace Fullerton up next, line 6. I think we'll like this one as well. Candace, thank you for listening and for hanging on. What's up?
Hey, I would like to see a pulling my hair out emoji. I'm tired of having to use like the car and the middle finger and the angry face to show how upset I am. Even if it's my own fault that I'm late.
All right. Pulling out your hair emoji is
You need to back away from your phone, Candace. I'm no doctor. It doesn't sound like you have...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
The magnificent Dodger summer continues.
Incredible.
We should mention this real quick ahead of Allie's What's Happening. Jensen, you and Beer Mug were cuddled in each other's arms and both fell asleep before this walk-off victory last night?
Yeah, I mean, not in the Dave, I'm too hot to stay way, but in sort of our own, hey, we wake up early in the morning. But I went to sleep, it was 1-0, and then they ended up tying it up in the 9th, 1-1, and the Dodgers won in the 10th inning with another walk-off home run.
High fly ball, right center field, forget about it, Muncy saves the Dodgers tonight.
He's having quite a season, Max
Muncy.
Like
everybody's having a pretty great season.
Yeah, this is, I don't remember how many Dodgers were in the All-Star game this year, but this is the kind of season where you send like 7 guys to the All-Stars.
Yeah, we almost traded Will Smith away, who's a rookie catcher.
Oh, he's your favorite.
And he's incredible. Hit another home run last night. He is quite a star.
It's very exciting. Too bad Muggs' mom probably didn't see it, but oh well.
Yeah. No way she sees that one.
If they don't score 8 in the first, she's out.
Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us right after 9. We've got some serious parenting questions for him today. First, Allie, what's happening here on this Thursday?
How about some new music to go along with their 40th anniversary celebrations? They're going to release a career-spanning box set and greatest hits collection.
Who's they?
I'm talking about OMD.
Yay!
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Hmm. All right.
Huh? If anyone here can name a song other than If You Leave.
So in Love.
Yes!
It was a great song.
You didn't get a chance to say that you were going to offer him $10 or something.
I was going to offer you $1 million that I have right here.
I mean, I would assume Bean knew the other song title.
Yeah.
You guys remember?
Mr. Bombastic, Baby Fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
OMD classic.
Yeah,
they did
so
Enola Gay too, which was the first song I ever remember by them because I worked at a radio station that played them.
I love it. Well, would you like to hear their new song, which is called Don't Go?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I took a ticket on a killing ride.
Ellie has her hands in the air like she just doesn't care.
That is so happy. So 80s synth poppy great.
That would be spanking.
Oh.
Ellie is the Rocky statue on the steps of Philadelphia right now. It does sound like they're using the same equipment that they used
in
1980.
You leave them alone.
No. I'm just saying.
They're obviously very influenced by the band Orgy.
I cannot. That was wonderful. I mean, I'm going to listen to the whole song later.
I feel like somebody just picked her That's My Jam.
I might have. That's good stuff, you guys. Not sure if you guys know about, well, how cool a specific soccer team is here in Los Angeles.
LA Galaxy?
The LAFC. You know how they have that Falcon that they have at the beginning of the game? I talked about it because I went to a game recently, and the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is the one that came out and got to have the Falcon on his arm, and then the Falcon went around. A weird thing happened in that game. We won't get into it now, but somebody was the, I guess you would call it, the Falconer last night, that I have never been so bummed that my Falconer was freaking Mayor Garcetti. What a ripoff for me.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
Because yesterday at the LAFC game, the honorary Falconer, Mayans MC star J.D. Pardo.
Oh,
God.
We like him.
We love him. By the way, J.D. Pardo was one of the first ones ever during 60 Seconds With, that when we said dog kisses on the mouth, and without even hesitating, he went, yeah, of course. And then, like, a couple days later, tagged me in a video of his pit bull just licking his face. And I was like, J.D. Pardo, you rule.
Do you guys happen to know when MC Mayans comes? Mayans MC comes
September 3rd? Kevin.
It was the 3rd of September.
Sorry, I jumped the gun.
Oh, man.
Sorry, my bad.
Give me an opening.
My bad.
I cannot wait for that show to come back.
Yeah, looks good.
But the whole cast was there. They had Clayton Cardenas, Sarah Bulger, Emilio Rivera. Everybody was there and watching him with a little falcon on his arm. That's awesome.
I don't think I want a falcon on my arm. Doesn't it seem like a scary thing?
Sounds like we have to start a campaign.
No, it's not going to happen.
Well, he's a Galaxy fan. Yeah. He'd never do that.
You wouldn't want even like, no. No hawk on the arm.
But aren't
no.
they playing? They're playing the Galaxy, like, soon,
they are.
Coming up.
They are, yes. As a matter of fact, they are.
That could be your hawk game.
I don't.
All right.
Maybe you missed.
Kevin for
I
hawk.
Don't want.
It's a falcon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want a hawk on my arm.
How about this, dude?
How about
I have an idea.
Start slow with maybe just a...
No, I have an idea.
Chirpy
just
one?
Bring your own hawk, and you could do it at the same time
as
the falcon.
It's a falcon.
No, at the
okay,
same time.
Okay, just a hawk?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're like, I'm not a fan, but I wanted to do this.
Okay, I like
so
it.
I brought
I like
my
that.
Own.
Yeah, they'll probably let you in.
Yeah.
That won't be a problem. I brought my own hawk.
Security.
We'll bail you out.
A hawk could get right through security, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, Fuller House star Lori Loughlin. She seems to be rethinking her legal strategy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this according to new reports in Us Weekly and People. Of course, she's been charged along with her husband for shelling out $500,000 to get her two daughters into USC. She has maintained her innocence and refused to plead guilty in exchange for a lighter sentence.
Which everyone else did, right?
Most did.
Felicity
Huffman did, but there are several people who are planning to take it to trial.
Yeah. But apparently facing 40 years in jail if convicted is starting to weigh on her. Now she has asked her lawyer to negotiate a plea deal that would involve no jail time, but home confinement, monitoring via an ankle monitor, also willing to pay a substantial fine of over $2 million. Here's what an insider says. She's embarrassed and hurt, and she knows that her reputation has been ruined for life.
You think?
She honestly didn't think what she was doing was any different than donating money for a library or athletic field.
Which is also real douchey.
I could believe that if, A, you didn't know that was wrong, and, B, you didn't have your daughters dress in athletic gear to pretend they were on a team. Like,
yeah,
no.
That's clear, it's clearly fraud.
Absolutely.
Never, ever trust Whitey.
Guilty! But she also believes the allegations against her aren't true.
What? She's the lamest.
I can't with her.
What does that even mean?
I don't. Let's just
her
let,
daughter
throw the book at
her daughter returned to Instagram. Did you see that post?
Ugh.
It was her like with a middle finger, like F you, like
to all the media,
to all the media. But the funny part is she's wearing like a Snoop Dogg shirt. Like she's just so hardcore. Ugh.
That's a woman for you.
I don't think we're saying
that's baloney.
That. We're saying
it
that.
Doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, you guys. It's official. Liam Hemsworth has officially filed for divorce from Miley Cyrus, citing irreconcilable differences, you guys.
It's a real nightmare we're having. Yeah. We're living in it.
Hemsworth and Cyrus first announced that they were separating on August 10th after less than a year of marriage. But as Bean is quick to point out, they've been together for over a decade.
And that's why this hurts so much,
that's
you guys.
Why it hurts Bean so much. Everyone's going to be all right.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'm really having to deal.
I know.
Wow,
hey,
that's unbelievable.
Who's more excited about the pitter-patter of little feet than Quentin Tarantino? He's expecting his...
Was that on purpose? That's a good joke.
Thank you. He's expecting his first child with his wife, Daniela. So congratulations to those two.
That child will never wear shoes.
Some birthdays
Foot
for
Tarantino
you.
Has a good ring to it.
Kristen Wiig, Dua Lipa, James Gordon, and Ty Burrell.
This little piggy lived at home forever.
Jensen, why do you hate being a dad?
That's not the case. It's not the case. I genuinely love being a father.
You wish your wife had never gotten pregnant? Is that what
no,
you were saying?
No, that is not. I am so in love with little Adler Lawrence Karp, I can't handle it.
So he's been around long enough now that you're willing to pretend you will tolerate him, is what I hear.
Not true.
But at first, man, you couldn't have all gotten right. out of there faster.
I feel like maybe Bean and I are not summarizing it accurately, okay. So maybe you can.
Okay.
Well, why don't we go to our good friend Dr. Drew, who joins us on the phone, who is not only a smart guy and a practicing physician, he is also a father of multiple children, so he will have lots of thoughts on this.
He has triplets.
Yes, he does. And
yes,
I do. And he loves two of them so much, I hear. Dr. Drew, how are you?
Well, one of them doesn't listen to your show. You always told me I should hate that one.
Yeah, sure, right, yeah. Exactly. Jensen, we're going to actually do the right thing here mm-hmm. and step off and yeah. let you handle getting us into this topic.
Okay, so I have an eight-week-old, and we had some fears up top in the first month. He had a chylothorax. He had a fluid in both lungs. Yes, it was pretty serious.
Yeah.
And we got out of NICU after a month, and he's been home now for a few weeks. And I've just realized, as a first-time dad, the differences between maternity and paternity are so great. They are so overwhelming in the idea of the comfort level and instinct and sort of direct, immediate connection with your child. And I am just wondering, is that a true science in that kind of connection, or am I just not connecting as closely to my child as I should?
Well, not only are you not connecting as closely, you're a fascist, you're a misogynist.
Wow.
How dare you make this observation?
Wow.
This is all culturally induced. How
wow.
dare you say anything of the sort?
Whoa.
You should be silenced and fired immediately.
Well, I have a pretty good feeling those will all be drops we're playing on the show for the next year. So.
All right, thanks for joining us, Dr.
So, of course, we have different evolutionary biological heritages. Of course, the predominant biology of the female is directed toward the needs of early childhood rearing. The mother is not even physically disconnected from the child for the first couple years of life. There is still, in our environment of evolutionary adaptiveness, the child was still dependent on the mom for food and connection and safety. And there is an entire science of how females attune to babies. Now, this doesn't mean that males are incapable. I am not saying that two dads couldn't be just as effective as parents, but there's lots of literature about the superiority or the more women can do it more easily and naturally, and we have to, as men, have to pay attention. And
Jensen shouldn't feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. I used to walk behind my wife all day just going, how do you know that? How did you know that? What are you talking about? The baby is telling you something? What are you talking about?
Right.
It was magical and bizarre. And a big piece of that is this biological process we call attunement. I would refer you to the work of Alan Shore. There's just reams and reams of literature on this. And the fact that the right brain in the female, the more holistic bodily-based component, whereby a female can attune to the physical elements in a child, can be experienced consciously because of the large corpus callosum that female brains have.
Oh, yeah, my wife does have a huge corpus callosum. Yeah.
So, again, not making any judgment. There are certainly plenty of females that are not as good as some males. It's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. But in terms of our biological evolutionary heritage, it's not even it's undeniable.
And just in terms of oxytocin.
Well, oxytocin, you know, I know Sue
can
Carter.
Can we very use well. Words I can understand?
So oxytocin is a pituitary hormone. Okay. I know Sue Carter very well. She's the head of the Kinsey Institute, and she did the original research on prairie voles, showing that prairie voles that have high levels of oxytocin secreted by their pituitary bond with their partners for life, and that we found that squirting oxytocin into people's noses makes them more receptive to intimacy, let's say. Okay. But yes, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, so you can learn to be pretty responsive and attuned yourself. But it's something that it's confusing to you in the early years of childhood, and you see your spouse do it so naturally, it's uncanny.
I didn't talk to my kids till they were six.
You did the right thing. Forgive me if this is a stupid question, Dr. Drew, but I mean, the baby has got to, I would assume, is much more comfortable with the mom because that was the environment for, at this point, over a year now for Jensen's baby, or close to it. The mom's heartbeat is what the kid has heard since he grew ears, right?
Well, but again, that's a hard putt to make. But there's a genetic fittedness for sure, and people argue about that and whether that genetic fittedness makes it more adaptive in the presence of the mom's attunement. But it's weird that there's all this study on the gaze of mom and the gaze of baby that shows that not only do their autonomic nervous systems start to become exactly attuned, but even your pupils have something called hippus, where they kind of go up. Look at your pupils sometimes. They kind of go in and out. They go up and down and up and down. And the hippus becomes exactly timed with the baby and the mom.
Wow.
It's every bodily-based sort of phenomenon. And as men, we sort of don't do it. We have to struggle to do some facsimile of that.
Yeah, because honestly, even if we're putting on diapers, and we're both first-time parents, first time we ever change diapers, and I'm smart, she's smart, we're both very smart people, and she'll just nail it every single time. And I'm like, oh, mine's too loose, I got to fix mine. And I usually have such good instinct towards those things that even as physical as just how she's connected to putting on a diaper, how she's connected to making him stop crying.
Well, that's, of course, the well-known diaper gene. But anyway, but there's another piece to this, too, that is really, and I just think, I'll put it under unfair, which is that the demands that babies put on mom. You just watch what happens. It's like the baby puts a vacuum tube up to the mom's soul and just starts sucking it out. That what is asked of women is extraordinary. And then we also want them to go out and be high-level professionals and be perfectly regulated emotionally and feel great and rested and have vitality. I mean,
have to look hot.
And look, it's just when you add the way the babies deplete, literally physically through the feeding and emotionally in terms of the demand for attunement. And as dads, our job is to run interference and to try to give as much as we possibly can so the mom can breathe and maybe
take
have a
shower.
Life at the same time.
That's true. All I know is Jensen couldn't wait to ditch paternity leave and come back to work. That's all I know.
That's not the case. I'm a great sous chef is what I say. I'm a good
I'm
number two.
Is babies are dicks to women, and we give everything to them.
Babies are kind of dicks.
Allie, you give everything to them. It selflessly, and you do it without a note and without even seeming to think about it. And hats off. It's why I think the female brain and body is superior.
Okay.
And extraordinary.
I appreciate you saying those things.
I want to ask one more important question, and I don't remember if this staffer here at K-Rock consented to his name being used, so I won't use it. But we had somebody in a conversation this week who said, I did not fall in love with my child the moment I laid eyes on him, as my wife did. I have grown to be just as in love, but it wasn't an automatic instinctual thing when I first saw the kid. Is that unusual for a father?
Well, he's an a-hole, but anyway. So, here's the other part that we don't talk about, which is that motivational system that is triggered in the female at the first sight and smell of the baby that makes that woman unable to be away from the child, to make it painful to be away. They have to fight in order to go to work, and the whole time they're preoccupied about, I got to get back, I want to get back, I can't wait. And that is a motivational system that's activated in women, and it's sometimes activated in men and may not be as powerful.
They should spray patchouli on a kid. I couldn't get away from that kid fast enough.
I like the model. I like the idea.
Yeah.
Jensen, you feel better?
No, I'm still leaving him when it's, he's like five.
Okay, fine. DrDrew.com is where you want to go for all of his appearances, including, by the way, the good doctor doing a live Dr. Drew After Dark at Caroline's on Broadway next Thursday night. On Broadway, everybody. All the podcasts are there. Dr. Drew, Midday Live, Monday through Friday from noon till 3 on 790 KABC, where all the cool kids are on AM. And don't forget, you can download the Heal app at the App Store or Google Play. Dr. Drew, as always, great talk. Thanks so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 937.
R.I.P. Chip. Less than 2 hours from right now, you guys, we will have already heard the world premiere of a brand new song from the 1975.
Yeah!
It is a K-Rock exclusive, so if you can't be near the radio, be sure to be streaming us from radio.com. 11:30 this morning, a brand new song from the 1975 today. That's good news, right?
Yeah. Agreed. Very.
We like them.
Can't wait. Yeah. We do. Love them.
Okay. Allie, what's happening?
I don't know how I feel about this new show that MTV is doing. Let me know your thoughts.
Okay.
It's, of course, from the network that brought you Catfish. This show is called Ghosted. You know what being ghosted means, right?
Yes. Oh, do I?
It's the act of ending a relationship by abruptly cutting off any communication without any explanation.
My friends totally went ghost on me.
They just ghost you. They're gone.
That is half my life, wondering why so many of my friends change their phone numbers.
Mm. Right. So this is a new docuseries that follows the same premise as Catfish. It's going to feature hosts helping distraught individuals track down and confront former lovers, family members, friends, all in an effort to get to the bottom of why those people disappeared from their life.
Hmm. So the people who are tracking them down, would they be Ghostbusters?
Are you happy with that?
Can you call? Ghostbusters!
I mean, you brought me back
around.
Sold
it.
I'm in.
File.
Do not. I don't know. All right.
I mean, that is kind of what. Kind of what they're doing, isn't it? Though they're busting the people who ghosted you.
Being technically, that's what they're doing.
They're Ghostbusters.
Right. We get it. You'll have a chance to defend later.
We get it. We understood it.
I'll see you in court.
Okay.
here's my thing.
Those people aren't going to want to be found.
They don't want to be found.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're ghosted, chuck it up to that person wasn't ready to be with you. They don't want to be with you. Why do you need that closure? They just weren't that into you.
So, Pascal, what's up?
It seems almost...
I don't understand the show either.
I don't want to say stalkerish, but basically you're like, why won't you respond to me? Why won't you get back to me? Why... let it go, man.
Isn't that creepy?
It is creepy. To me, it's very creepy.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Jensen?
They're gonna track somebody down, and they're gonna go, why did you ghost me? And you're going to go, because of this right here.
Yeah, because
you're crazy.
You're needy and crazy. Right. Beat it. Get off my property.
But you could have at least told me. Like, let me know.
And I have a feeling maybe a lot of these people did let them know, and they didn't want to hear it.
Delusionals.
Bean, what are
your... I am the chosen one.
What are your thoughts?
I'll be very surprised if they're able to get anyone to agree to go on camera for a show like this.
Well,
but I'm also surprised when the catfish guys go on camera, too. You know what I mean? The ones who have been pretending to be somebody else. And
yeah,
they
but that's because the other person thinks they're like dating Usher. They're like crazy people.
Yeah, but the people on the other end, though, then end up on the show, too. So look, I'm intrigued by this, which is more than I can say about most MTV shows.
Well,
so let's see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes because it's premiering September 10th at 9 p.m. with back-to-back episodes.
All right.
So
this party lit.
They have found people for sure.
Okay.
Bean, how quick did you set up that CBS Sunday morning show to record?
I record that every week. It's one of my favorite shows of the whole weekend.
Well, when you heard that Taylor Swift was going to be on, you had to be like, maybe I'll just watch it live, right?
I am very pleased, yes. She has a lot to say right now with her new album coming out tomorrow.
Little snippets have been released, including whether she has plans to re-record those earlier songs after Scooter Braun purchased her old label and obtained the rights to the masters. And her response is, yeah, absolutely. Which is very interesting. No further detail yet. Maybe we find out more on Sunday. But I don't understand the legalities of that. If it's even possible, will she have to change some of the lyrics contractually? Are you allowed to change the lyrics? There's a lot of questions, right?
Well, the short answer is she can't do it until November of 2020.
Okay.
But she does not own the masters to those songs, but she can re-record her songs anytime she wants, as all artists
note
can.
Note for note, right? Mm-hmm.
And sell them. Yeah, you can.
Wow. It's a different recording.
In fact, if you've ever gone to Spotify and looked for a song and saw re-recorded afterwards, that's because for whatever reason they don't have the licensing for the original, so they put up a re-recorded version. So I'm very curious. Look, Jensen and I were talking about this yesterday because this is intriguing from a business standpoint.
Sure.
I would imagine that her first five albums that she's going to re-record have already sold at least 80% to 90% of what they're going to sell.
Well,
right?
That's not 100% true. The couple things. One is that Scooter's investment is in the future, not in the past. He doesn't make prior money. So he sees generations upon generations being able to find Taylor Swift, and he would make the money from that. On top of that, all of the syncs, all of the stuff when it gets into movies or TV, she will be pushing her new versions so that the publishing and her new recording are the things that get paid
that
out.
That makes
not
sense
Scooter.
For any artist. That makes sense.
Yeah, you want to own your masters, that's for sure. Yeah. And she does it. And she's not the first artist that has done this. You know, a lot of the 60s and 70s artists who don't own their masters went in and re-recorded those songs. And that's oftentimes what you hear in commercials. I don't know. I mean, I'm curious to hear what she's going to do with them, if she's going to change them up or if she's going to try to do them as close to the originals as possible. But the originals still exist if we don't like whatever the new versions are.
As a Swiftie, how much has her voice changed in terms of going back and doing those songs? Would she have to change octave? Like, what would happen?
Oh, I don't think so. She's only 29. Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I think she could recreate pretty close to what the originals were. But does she want to? I mean, would a 30-year-old Taylor Swift want to sing those songs from her first album when she was 17 the way she did then? I doubt it.
Well, she's performing them though. So
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what happens.
Yeah. Well,
it's very ugly. I wish there would have been a better way to work it out.
It is gross, yeah. CBS says Swift will address that controversy and other topics like songwriting process, growing up in the business, her insecurities, life today. So it will all air on Sunday. So Bean will let us know on Monday. But I do know this. I know this.
I like your assumption that none of the rest of us will watch it.
Yeah.
which is accurate.
She was on Good Morning America this morning, and Bean already is not happy with the fact that he goes, she only did three songs. We're like, it's
three
not.
Songs.
It's how many songs was she supposed to do?
I would have liked the whole 2 hours of Good Morning America.
They just Taylor wipe out news
in Central Park. Yeah, there's
They're
nothing
like,
going on.
The Amazon is on fire, but first, shake it off.
She only did three songs.
And you weren't happy with her song choice.
No, I wasn't. I will tell you guys this, though, if you want one more Taylor Swift fun fact.
We don't.
You remember, Kevin, how much you mocked her lyrics in the Brendan Urie duet?
The kids
spelling
love
spelling
to spell.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Yes, remember that. Remember.
Yep. Yep. Hey
kids, spelling is fun.
Yep.
She's taking it out of the song.
Oh, really?
She's taking it out of the song.
Suck it.
So when the album comes out tomorrow and you go to stream or download it, it's not going to have Spelling Is Fun on it.
So now are you interested in making sure you always keep that version so you have it?
Oh, I have it. Yeah. This morning on Good Morning America, the audience sang it during that part where she didn't.
Oh, well, now they're always going to sing it. It's going to become
probably,
part of the thing.
Probably is. So
what's the reasoning behind that? It was stupid?
It was dumb. Yeah,
okay.
It was dumb.
Okay.
I think that's the reason it is. Well, at the time she said, I did it because it was supposed to be a super lighthearted, not serious song, and I wanted to be obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most people just kind of were like, really?
They didn't know it was obvious. They just thought, oh, Taylor sucks.
Hey kids, spelling is fun.
I mean, it's tough to pull that off.
I'd take that right the hell out, too.
It's tough. Maybe you wouldn't have written it in the first place,
no,
Kevin.
That's correct.
All right. And lastly, remember when Bean did his great news about the husband of a woman that was murdered in El Paso with the Walmart shooter?
Yeah. That wasn't the great news, though.
That was not the great news. The great news was that so many people came together from all over the country and some from all over the world to come to this woman's funeral because her husband said, we didn't really have friends and we have no family. I'm all alone burying my wife.
Yeah.
And there were people that streamed in from everywhere. Well, hours later, his car was stolen.
What? Oh, come on.
His Ford Escape was stolen. And then they found it. It had been completely vandalized, and they were like, what the heck is going on? But Casa Ford Lincoln, a local dealership there in El Paso, quickly moved in, and they gave him keys to a new vehicle, which...
Viva la France.
I mean, what is happening in El... Viva la France.
What?
I don't know what's happening in El Paso, but good
Lord.
What
a roller coaster of emotion that guy's on.
That poor guy. It's just too much. Too much, but that
this will blow your mind.
Okay, great news that now has a new car. So
already naked. Yes, if you're already naked, this is for you.
I mean, it's great news, but I don't want to get naked to it.
And you got to be 21 to get in. Unfortunately,
to get in where?
Sunday.
Okay, on Sunday. All right, so be
Do
naked.
People still record. Well, you better record this, actually.
Well, we're on the air right now.
I think Rodney sounds confused, guys.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
You know, no.
Right.
Okay. All right.
You don't know.
Crocodiles.
Amen. Crocodiles.
Llamas.
I do love llamas.
I got another new band. They're called Dos Parasitos.
I'm sure that's right.
He is fluent.
Cocoon.
Yep.
Oh, good movie.
Good movie.
Baruch Asat.
Huh?
It sounds like he's going to Baruch Asat. I don't know. I thought he was going to do a Hebrew prayer there.
Leather.
Leather is something that you can wear.
Peanut butter.
Also that.
Baby, come on.
What is happening right now?
You must have thousands of words.
Here he is, Keith Richards.
Well, tonight, right? At the Rose Bowl?
Hey, baby.
Okay. Well,
sweet thing.
I think we're good. Some birthdays for you. Kristen Wiig.
Ah.
Dua Lipa.
Tie Me Down.
Oh. James Corden.
Blazed.
And Ty Burrell.
Too Much Wine.
I think he does own a bar in Salt Lake City.
Perfect.
Oh, and that's what's happening.
Rodrigo Banga.
Where are you going today?
Today, I will be Hot Topic stop number 6 in Lakewood at 317 Lakewood Center Mall. We're going to be hanging out, giving away tons of tickets, gift cards, but most importantly, the new K-Rock sticker where you can enter yourself for a chance to win a private performance with Billie Eilish, a meet and greet with you and a friend, and a 2019 Honda Fit.
Crazy.
Let's go, Rodney.
Coming with me. Today from 1 to 3 at the Lakewood Center Mall, and I always hear Lakewood is always up to no good.
Sunny afternoon.
File, what's wrong with you?
A lot happening right now.
Wow.
Turn up.
A 5 p.m. commercial free... Friday morning, an all-new show. That's tomorrow, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Daydream Festival tickets for The Cure tomorrow. You were in public and partial nudity, and it was accidental. We're going to take your calls.
Come on.
Right. Comedian Jonah Ray will join us.
All right.
And keep it 100.